Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to call to order the January 14th, 2014 meeting of the Garrett County Board of Commissioners. I'd ask that you all rise for an invocation followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Our precious Heavenly Father, again we come to you, Lord, to give you thanks and praise for all you're doing not only in our lives, but in our county and our nation. We ask you to continue to be with us. Give us your vision, give us your wisdom, and give us your courage, Lord, to do all things through you. We ask this through your precious Son's name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Monty, do we have any additions or deletions to today's agenda?
No, we're working off a revised agenda we did yesterday due to a change, but everything else should be okay.
Any of you gentlemen have anything? No. Okay, first up we have some sets of minutes. Public meeting of December 17th, 2013. Executive session December 17th, 2013. Followed up with a January 9th, 2014 executive session. Three sets of minutes.
Motion approval of minutes is presented.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. I'll get those to you, Mike. Next up, we take a few minutes just to let you know what we've been doing outside the office, particularly in the communities, some of the events we've been a part of. I'll ask Greg and if you wouldn't mind going first.
Just a lot of general office hours reading. Nothing very important.
Jim, if you will.
Spending quality family time over the holidays, which was welcome, to say the least. But I did have the opportunity to attend the Greater Cumberland Committee meeting that was held at Bedford Springs. The interesting part of that was it was a conversation with Congressman Delaney's staff about the funding proposal that he has that's being considered in Congress that's trying to, in essence, bring some monies that were made in the United States that are in other countries being housed, try to get those monies brought back into the United States through a very creative way that would be used for infrastructure projects. It's a really interesting proposal, and if you haven't seen it, you really should look that up and read it if that's something of interest. He has some bipartisan support. So I attended that, and that was really an interesting point. I attended the Marcellus Shale Governor's Commission meeting and then participated in a conference call with Tri-County Council on some of their matters before us, and then attended the municipalities meeting on last Wednesday evening. And today's a busy day that started very early. That's all I have.
As he mentioned, we had a lot of activities related to the holidays and all, but the most interesting thing I attended was Saturday at the New Jersey State Park with information on the B-52 crash that occurred 50 years ago. It was really interesting. There's a program going to be held in July, I think July 12th in Grantsville. A lot more information. Jerry Beachy's taking the lead. So it was kind of an event that occurred because of the Cold War and what was going on with activity. That's really the thing that I didn't know too much about, and that's very interesting to know what the United States and other countries were doing at that time frame to protect it and kind of guard each other from each other. It was pretty interesting. Involved with some of the schools, with the school advocacy committees. Have a school board meeting tonight as well, but those are some of the activities I've taken part of.
And Bob, if I could just add, I did participate in the first day walk on New Year's Day in case there was anyone else who participated in the state parks first day walks.
I saw.
It's been all downhill after that, just so you know. The exercise didn't last long.
Okay, as you know, today's meeting is being held because last week we were canceled out due to the weather conditions in the county. But primarily, the discussion and some of the information today is dealing with the 2014 legislative request. Have those here. Some pending legislation we were asked for support as a board. Gentlemen, I don't know how you want to handle these. You want to handle them one, there's five under regarding liquor control board request. You want to do those as a group or individually? I'm not certain. I'll take a motion either way.
I'd motion to support all five initiatives from the liquor control board.
I'll second the motion. I would like discussion.
Yeah, I have a motion and second, and I'm going to open up for discussion. And Debbie's here if we have any questions, perhaps. Jim, do you?
I can start. What probably most people are concerned about is really the Sunday sales issue. And obviously, living where I do, I see a lot of revenues that do end up going to other places. I do know that it also is an emotional issue for some folks. And that's why, even though I don't like the district by district referendum, I have to tell you that I don't really like that. And the reason I don't like it is because it really does possibly put someone at a competitive disadvantage. I mean, that really, really is the reality. If your district would get it and this district doesn't get it, it really, really puts your business at a disadvantage. With that said, this is likely the fairest way to make it happen. It's what we've done in the past where we have taken the district by district votes. And there is no greater right that you're given than your ability to vote. So you have your right in this case to voice your opinion, and you have in the past. So that's the reason I take that position. I figure that that's the ones that most people are here that are concerned about. But again, I don't like to see revenues flow to other places. And I do get that we are a tourist county. And if someone flies, you know, rolls into here on Sunday, and then the immediacy, the first impression they get from us is someone says, oh, well, if you want to buy some alcohol today to start your vacation at your dock, you're going to have to run over to neighboring West Virginia. The problem with that is maybe the next time they choose where they're going, they may just choose neighboring West Virginia. So I do get it. I do know that it will be an emotional issue for some folks. And, you know, I appreciate that. You'll have the right to vote your conscience then on that.
Okay. And Debbie, that again, that is perhaps district by district.
That's what we're asking for, and by breakdown further by precinct in the district. And the on-premise vote would be for districts or precincts who currently don't have it, so that would be the only districts and precincts voting are the ones who currently don't have it on on-premise sales with a meal.
But the off-site sales now would be every district will vote on that. It doesn't matter that there are already districts who have the Sunday allowance with meals. This is totally a separate issue.
Correct, yeah, because it's off-premise sales. So.
Okay. That's my understanding.
And it would be on the referendum, the ballots, based on the voting district and precincts, according to Steve Frost.
Again, I know this is going to a county, which is, like I said, the greatest right of individuals to vote, and they'll have that say if the motion passes. And I understand that fully, and I agree with that, but my opinion is a little different. Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Motion carried 2-1. Thank you, Deb. All right, next up, number two, is the Garrett Cooperative Ministry requesting for bond permission for bonding of their project. I don't know if we have an exact total, Monty. Some
information from the last time they were here. They added on some additional cost at the recommendation of George Evers to submit those costs, which they did. That new total, like the total before was $99,990, it's now $186,000. They've asked for a letter of support from you all to be submitted to George Everidge and Wendell Weitzel for support of them.
Again, we know how these monies work. We know that, you know, only so much money goes regionally, but there's nothing wrong with asking, so I certainly, I mean, it's a very, very worthy cause. I was very excited to hear the work that they do, so I'm very happy to make the motion that we write a letter of support.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Okay, we'll vote. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried.
Is Hart going to request one also? Do we know?
Have not seen.
Because Hart did make a presentation at the meeting. So we may want to check just to make sure that they know we would at the very least write a letter of support. But they made a similar request at the legislative meeting with George and Wendell. They didn't, it wasn't here, but they did that night.
I will certainly check.
Okay, number three of the grouping, salary commission member. Mon, you want to just give a little history there? I know.
That legislation, which was presented before for the Salary Commission, included one of the groups that review the salaries every 4 years, which is a year before the election, included a member of the Advisory Committee on Education. That organization is no longer in place. The commissioners are asking legislation to be added that would include a member at large to be appointed by the week.
John, number three.
Motion to support salary commission member.
I'll second.
Motion to second. Any discussion?
It's important to remember that the salary commission makes their recommendation about the next incoming group of commissioners. Seated commissioners do not get any increase during their time. So with us appointing, it is appointment for, you know, the next board of county commissioners would be the only ones affected by that if someone's concerned about the at-large. The problem has been that we're running out of organizations that sustain the test of time and continue to be in existence, because we've been through this with the League of Women Voters, the county council, PTAs, and now the ACE Committee for Education. So it has become kind of a cumbersome process. And the unfortunate part is we have to go to Annapolis every time and ask that this be changed, that we do this. So the at-large does make it a little bit easier, and you do still have the other groups that are representative out there. I would assume we'd solicit names, would be my guess.
Yeah.
You've done that on all other boards.
Okay. Okay, pertaining to the salary commission member, do I have any motion?
We
need to vote. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Sorry about that. I think I'm distracted. Next up, number four, certification for Strata for DBED.
Motion to support.
Second.
Any need for discussion?
Just clarification, this is the time extension in regards to an expenditure of funds that we can't complete in the time frame. Nothing that's unusual for Annapolis is that, but we have to go through the legislative process to do it. So
that's correct.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, all those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. All right. Next up, we have request amendments to Senate Bill 370. Wind turbine legislation for setback requirements. Open that up for motion or discussion.
I motion no opposition.
I'm going to second that and
go forward with discussion then.
Okay. Entertain discussion, Jim?
Well, Senate Bill 2 is going to be heard, I believe, this Thursday. That's the one that tries to correct the deficiencies in the legislation from last year. I guess I understand where this is coming from. I guess my point is we've probably pushed the state about as far as we're going to push the state, unfortunately, in this. The protections were not afforded from the get-go. There's at least some protections in there now. Obviously, it is a very tough position to have to take, but again, I almost have to agree this time that if we want more, we're going to have to seek that locally then, because I think that we have pushed the state on this matter to the extent the state's going to agree to, and unfortunately that became occupied structures, now existing structures versus property lines.
I would agree with Commissioner Riley. I think tougher provisions are needed, and it should be done on a local basis. This was our bill last year, and the Attorney General found some parts of it that were deemed unconstitutional, so it's a housekeeping type bill. It just will strike the unconstitutional language and should not affect any other parts of the bill.
And this certainly does not preclude Delegate Bikes on Senator Edwards then from introducing something such as this. They could not, you know, they would not be saying that they're doing something that the commissioners have not agreed with.
Correct.
And they know our position.
And when you go to the legislature, you come under the influence of a lot of other departments and a lot of other outside groups who then end up determining what our local policies will be. And to me, we're ceding our power to the state legislature, not something that we shouldn't do. They take enough of it away as it is.
But the beauty is we do at least have some protections for future projects, at least some protection. May not be what we all like. I mean, remember, some people want 3,000 or 4,000 foot setbacks. I mean, we at least have something. But.
Okay. Accept a vote on the motion now. All those in favor, if no position, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. And last up is legislation on Western Maryland Water Resources and Fractured Rock study. Let me put study on there.
Study, yes.
Again, looking for motion or?
I'll just motion, no position.
I'm going to second that again with request for discussion then.
Motion a second, and I'll ask for discussion. I know we as commissioners have embarked with MDE on recently, as 2 years ago, with Herb Sachs and some funding to complete that study, and I know that's still in the works as far as Western Maryland. The other segments have been done, is to my belief, in the eastern side of Interstate 95, but I know we are working with the department to try to get those results and try to get that study moving.
Well, and I know this is about appointing a committee, commission to look at this. Frankly, I believe that we deserve the same treatment as the east of I-95 was done, and I think that, you know, frankly, I think at some point in time the state should, you know, we've done study upon study upon study, and I do believe that water resources and the fractured rock and that should be studied. Again, the problem is the funding. I can't remember the cost factor on it, but I believe it's fairly substantial with a state that's facing a pretty significant structural deficit this year. So I'm not sure what's going to come out of it, other than to say it should be done at some point in time. I just don't know how we're going to get it done with the budget crisis that we face. Obviously, it's not something that the county's going to be able to afford to pay. pay for. There are bits and pieces of it being done, but certainly not the comprehensive analysis that probably should be done in the future.
Has the State Marcellus Committee weighed in at all, Jim?
We have not talked anything about legislation this year. We have not seen any legislation or discussed it yet. And they did not convene the legislative committee yet this year.
Additional discussion? Okay, on the fractured rock study, no position. Take a vote on that. All those in favor of that position, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carried. That's pretty much it for the agenda. Open up now for public commentary.
I just wanted to say, just want to let you know that the majority of this room is the retailers, and I'm sure, mm-hmm. as you know, they all appreciate us taking our time to introduce the legislation. This is the phase of the process. So now the information goes to Georgia and Wendell. The legislative session started last week, so it has to go through a series of legislative processes through the House and the Senate. The governor is the final to sign the bill to get it on the ballot. So if you guys want, I can keep you up on that, or through the General Assembly's website. It's real easy to follow if you know the main tab to search under. But I just wanted to thank you guys for taking time to come in here and for you guys to consider the request from the retailers.
And Debbie, again, my recollection of that conversation is the only two places that this is not allowed in Maryland is Allegheny and Bexar County.
That's correct. I mean, there's always those exceptions. Frederick County has some dry districts, and other jurisdictions have time constraints or different things like that. And there is one bill already in the session for, I want to say it's Dorchester County, that they're for Sunday sales to change their hour to make it 10 a.m. instead of 12 noon. So Allegheny County, you know, does not have it, but it's for you guys and your business and the public. It's an opportunity. But you're correct. So right now, Garrett and Allegheny are the only one who completely restrict it.
For clarity, it goes on the ballot in November?
Yes.
And then if it passes by whatever district, it's effective then in December?
Correct. So we vote the first Tuesday of November, and if in any precinct or district there's a favorable result, it'll go into effect December 15th after they provision the ballots. I think it's a technical term for the time frame.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Okay. Paul.
Mr. Chairman, Paul Durham on behalf of the Garrett County Board of Realtors. We appreciate your consideration of those proposed amendments to Senate Bill 2. And we also appreciate that you guys are well aware that the legislation, the way it was written, actually established the de facto zero-foot setback for wind turbines as it pertains to unapproved lots. In your discussion, in your motion, there was some conversation about preferences to regulate that on the local level. So our question for you is what your intentions are then moving forward to correct this problem on the local level. What intentions you might have or ideas that you might have for regulating that on the local level.
Thank you, Paul.
Other questions?
Well, I mean, really, we have had no discussion such as that. I mean, we have not had a discussion. I mean, I think we've been down that road times about how we feel about, as a board, about comprehensive zoning. I mean, I think that, you know, likely has not changed, but I don't know.
I enter into discussions at any time. So it's a complex issue, and it's not one that we can solve overnight, and it would take an awful lot of effort, but I think these decisions should be made on a local level if we're going to make them and not through the legislature. It took 6 years to get that bill passed, and it still is not as perfect as we would like it. But that's part of the process of going that way.
And the other thing that I would find is if we wanted to move in any direction, this county should be moving forward to entertaining a discussion about code home rule, which at least gives a little more authority in some instances of making local decisions, through the local process rather. So, I mean, I think that I would rather entertain that discussion first, because I think that that would be a more appropriate discussion. I think that without some form of code home rule to enact zoning just seems pretty ridiculous to me. I mean, it just seems that the two of those would go hand in hand if you want both. But at the very least, some of these matters we would not have to go to the legislature. Now, not some of them you have to. I mean, I think that all of yours, Debbie, have to go. Do they have to go to the legislature, or could they be decided in a cone home rule county?
We could do our own local rules and regs with the advertisement and 30-day notice of public hearing.
Yeah, some of these we could do and some we couldn't do, but that would be the cleaner way.
As far as code home rule would interest me, as far as zoning discussion, no, I haven't had a discussion. Tenant discussing zoning. We've discussed it in the past. And that was what I agreed to do early on. So, Nicole.
Commissioners, Monty, thank you very much. As you know, we have undertaken over the last 18 months a project to study the actual brand of Garrett County. And we've been partnering with the department, or with the Office of Economic Development here for the county. We're very pleased to announce our work is complete, and we are unveiling that brand, the actual artwork logo, and all the messaging. Starting this Thursday will be the first public launch. That's Thursday evening from 5:30 to 7 at Garrett College in room 205. And then we will also have another public launch on January the 30th from 9 to 10:30 a.m. That's going to be over here at St. Peter's Parish Social Hall. So we're very excited about this. We're hoping that the entire community will actually take part and be able to utilize and leverage this countywide brand. So I would invite all of you to attend one of those launches, and everyone in the room certainly. And I also want to thank the commissioners for your support of the process. We're really, it was a bloody process, I'll tell you that much. And 18 months of work, and I really appreciate the support that we had from the commissioners from Economic Development. They were great partners, and working with some other contractors as well. So I think everybody is going to be really excited, and I look forward to our launches. Any questions on that?
None by me. It's very exciting that we previewed it and seen it. It's very exciting, and a lot of effort was going into it. And I think everybody's going to be really, really pleased with it. And another piece of the puzzle falling into place for us as a county. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any additional comment? Eric?
Thank you. In regards to the fractured rock aquifer study, and that's what that was a study, was to be able to look at the things that have been omitted since the Loman's completion in 2008. I appreciate the fact that you guys spent nearly $33,000 trying to get the compilation of what they called the fractured rock aquifer study, but that did not bring a lot of the other components that would be part of this study review. And one of the components of this study review was specifically to look at how would we be able to, one, what was the completion price, and where would we be able to find those monies to be able to do that. This wasn't a cost outlay that would occur now. It was going to bring the departments and those that have been intimately involved with what was happening with the Woman Report from 2002 to 2008 to bring them back together and say, what have we compiled since then, and what would we be able to put together as a package and bring forward? you know, since that completion of that report, one of the components of the comprehensive plan is that we have to have the water resources element for the plan. This would do nothing but supplement a lot of the information that you're already lacking in association with development here in Garrett County, and specifically with water and sewer around the lake area. This wasn't anything to do with what a lot of people wanted to deem about fracking. This had more to do about water resources and economic development within the counties. And this included Garrett, Allegheny, Washington, and Frederick. Now, I'm disappointed that we wouldn't be able to at least make a consideration of having that study done. When I met with Senator Edwards last Wednesday, he was actually, you know, okay with this, but he wanted to be able to contact MDE in writing and have them supply in writing what the requirements would be if they were able to do it in-house right now, if they were able to compile that information and say what needed to be done. And I, of course, I was willing to let the bill go if they were able to supply us with that in writing, which would have been, I guess, kind of a shortcut of the study. But I'd hope to have the county looking at economic development, having a consideration for economic development, want to further that bill so that we could get some of those components in here to help us with future development. Moving on to the wind turbine. Again, I mean, Commissioner Crawford and I discussed wind long before the previous election. We've been having conversations about wind and development here in the county for over 4 years. We're no closer to having local ordinances, local zoning, than we were when you guys were first elected. I don't want to be critical, but I mean, I've been working on this for 4 years, and we've been struggling down here at this level, trying to make sure that with the real estate, you've got all kinds of undeveloped lots that once you have a turbine set next to it, now won't be developable. They won't be able to sell that lot, so that property owner is going to be shortcutted because of what this process is. The setbacks are from an occupied structure or a school. Those are the only two components that are a part of that bill. Everything else was gutted for what the setbacks were. We were looking to, again, go back to what the comprehensive plan is and what typical zoning requirements are and make setbacks from property lines so that everybody's rights were observed in what was happening. It didn't decrease the development here at county for wind turbines. It may have increased the probability for the industry to have to lay out a little more cash to do additional leasing to make sure they met the requirements of setbacks. And I think it's really unfortunate, again, that we can't, in this premise, be able to push that through. So if we did allow it to go down there and they killed it in the Senate floor, so be it. We would still have the bill that we initially had. They're not going to kill it because they have to. They have to do the unconstitutionality correction of Senate Bill 370 from last year and Senate Bill 2 this year. Yeah, I would love feedback on both of those.
Well, I know, pertaining to the fractured rock and then some other requests that have actually came in to me, and I think we can share with the other commissioners, we continue to work with those departments trying to get that information, and along with some of the issues that other people have raised for us. We build those relationships and partnerships with the departments, and hopefully our voice is heard. I know sometimes those departments have the answers as opposed to going to legislation to skirt all of this versus going directly to the departments. So I know a lot of this maybe not pertains to the fractured rock, but also with the lake issues. We tend to want to work with the departments and work with our own delegation to get those results. Doesn't always work, but we try.
I mean, I've said studies do have a cost factor associated with them. It involves staff time and personnel time and travel time and those kinds of things. And I said they should get it done. I mean, they should be figuring this out. When they, you know, when they said that this was a priority of theirs to look at water resources in the state of Maryland, and Maryland is, you know, one of the states that controls all the waters of the state, I mean, I would think it's in their best interest to figure out how to do it. But again, as I said, a group sitting there telling them you should do it really doesn't change anything. They need to do it, and they need to find a funding source for it. But again, in these fiscal times, I'm not sure that, you know, I mean, we had some money set aside that we, you know, we said that at least it was important to do at least a little bit, and I know there's doing some water sampling now. It's a pretty expensive process. I mean, Eric, the three wells that they're drilling right now, if I'm not mistaken, it's in excess of $500,000.
$600,000.
Yeah, that RFP went out at. I mean, that's just three test wells that I don't even really know what all they're going to find out with those three test wells. But I mean, they're at least doing something. So I can't imagine what the full study would be, you know, for the entire four region. You know, for westernmost counties, I can't. If
those wells were done under the commission's $1.5 million that they received through that funding for the Marcellus Shale Advisory Committee.
And again, we do talk about this when we talk with the leadership of those departments. I mean, we bring our concerns to them.
And the other thing is, if a bill's introduced, if we take no position, we didn't come out and oppose it. If George and Wendell want to so introduce a bill and come back to us with a discussion, you know, obviously we would have discussion on both of those about our support or not. This one just puts the burden on them to decide if they want to advance this legislation or not. They still certainly have the right to do that.
But is this a message if there's no consideration for it? Thank you.
I mean, it's the priority of the state. I mean, the Wallman report was ordered in 2002. It took 5 years to complete. I mean, the state needs to step up and make it a priority to fund the rest of the fractured rock study. I think if you form this task force, that's fine. You have it in holding, but they haven't finished what's between here and I-95 yet. So how? I mean, you're setting the framework for it. Maybe it's premature. I don't know, but they don't even have the data yet to consider, because they haven't funded the fractured rock study. I mean, we stepped up, and yeah, we 2 years ago we applied $31,000 to it. It still hasn't been completed either. I think we were just invoiced for the next chunk of that money. So it's a no position. We're not in opposition to the bill, but right now we just don't have a position on it.
Any additional public comment? Well, thank you all for coming. We have a meeting next Tuesday at 4 o'clock on the 21st. Let's welcome you back. But take a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Hey, just so you know, I told him we couldn't start the meeting because I saw you were leaving the bank.
He did say that. He did say that.
Open mind. Keep it open. I see you've got it with you now.
You know, this is a bet with a friend of mine because my wife told me I couldn't.